Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025, and we're heading into Bucksport this morning, where there will be a book launch later this week for a very special project that might inspire some other towns to follow suit.
My name is Lisa Ladd. I am the library director of the Buck Memorial Library in Bucksport, Maine. I am here today to talk about a year-long project that was created through a collaboration between the library, Bucksport Bay Healthy Communities Coalition, and Wednesday on Maine. The Tell Your Story, Write Your Story, Share Your Story project was born out of a single conversation at Warren's Restaurant over breakfast during the very difficult election year last year, and as a way to try and do something positive for the community. We talked about the long history of oral and written projects in Bucksport, both with Still Mill and also Heart and Soul, and conceived of a project where we could basically create a written time capsule of what is currently our community. I sought and received a major grant from Maine Humanities that was a matching grant for the project, and we are launching the book on Saturday, September 6th at 1 o'clock at the Bucksport Trading Post. We wrote the grant to include both writing workshops and authors, so we brought in Julia Bosma to host a poetry writing workshop. She is the current Maine Poet Laureate. We hosted Amanda Peters, Jarrett Melendez, who actually graduated from Bucksport High and is now a very successful cookbook writer, and local writer Jillian French. I'm going to turn it over to my colleague who will talk about the writing workshop.
Thanks, Lisa. My name is Vanessa Newman, and I am the Wellness Navigator for Bucksport Bay Healthy Community Coalition, which is a nonprofit, and part of our mission is to be dedicated to community projects like Lisa's, so we work closely with her. And in our conversations, I am also a Maine writer, so we had an emphasis on writing and letting community members tell their stories in both poems and prose. So we had a series of writing workshops where we got community members together. It was advertised through various ways, senior center. We wanted to include all ages. So we had workshops where people came together and shared their stories. Some of these people had not written for a very long time. Some people were very comfortable writing. So we tried to create a very safe space for people to either talk to each other through their stories, and then we would write them down, or for them to actually write their stories themselves, giving them some guidance and support within the community to do that. So again, we're very, very excited about this book launch because we brought a number of people together, and it is an excellent book. I mean, the writing that we got is so heartfelt and community-based and loving and supportive and positive. And that event is on September 6th, again, at the Bucksport Trading Post, which is another community partner who is also has a collaborator who's written a poem for the book. So we're very excited.
And in addition to the writers that Vanessa mentioned, we have a regular story hour every week. So we actually posed a series of questions to our very little young people and have some of those in addition to some questions, some answers to a question that we posed at the Bucksport Bay Farmers Market. So it's really a very rich collection, and we're very excited to kind of continue this tradition in Bucksport of capturing voices in the community, in this case in written form.
All of the proceeds for the book will benefit the Buck Memorial Library, and everybody that contributed does get a free copy at that September 6th event.
Great. Is there a website people can go to, and do they need to buy tickets or just show up?
They can just show up. All the information about this event is on the Buck Memorial Library website, so bucklibrary.org. In addition to that, they can find it on Facebook following the Buck Memorial Library Facebook page. We've also got it listed in the community calendars for ERU and also for Ellsworth American.
That was Lisa Ladd, the library director at Buck Memorial Library, and Vanessa Newman, Bucksport Bay Healthy Communities Coalition. The library's website again is bucklibrary.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.